Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Strange Quirk for Anime podcast.
Episode 11.
Yeah, man. We're very late.
I blame him for everything, so we're just going to go ahead and keep that momentum and blame him for us being like...
Right, yeah.
It's been like a month and a half. Mm-hmm. But I feel like it works in our favor for you guys. So it's like, you know, there's anticipation. You know, you're waiting. That's not really why we do that.
Where's the episode, you cowards?
That's not why we do that. It's because we just don't.
Life happens, you know, and there's just a lot going on right now, so bear with us, but we are back now, so
we're gonna do better. If not once a week, once every 2 weeks, we're gonna stand by that. That's happening now.
That has been the goal the whole time. So,
and we've been
at
failing.
Some point we gotta hit. At some point we keep coming back though, so at some point we gotta hit it. But yes, we do apologize to our listeners for...
You guys are so patient, and we love you.
We appreciate y'all so much. You have no idea. Like, we really do.
Yeah, we're sorry. But we'll hop right into it. We're not going to waste y'all time. We know y'all ready to listen. I mean, at least we made it back, because the winter to spring,
yeah,
that was bad. We were ready for a whole new spring episode, for the spring draft after the winter episode. So at least we're still in, is it summer?
Yeah, this is summer.
We're still in summer,
mm-hmm.
So there's that. We're still here. So we're going to go ahead and hop into, oh my God, my muscles hurt that. I'm sorry. That, oh my God, my muscles hurt so bad. I've been in the gym, guys. Yeah.
Yeah. How heavy are the dumbbells you lift?
Apparently too heavy, because my arm, I went to just like stretch my arm out and it almost fell off. So, but yeah.
She's really getting into the summer season, guys.
I'm stepping into it in real life. I seen a tweet today. It was a troll tweet, of course, because some idiot was talking about if you can't name 15 characters from Dragon Ball Z as a girl who's a fan of anime, then you're not into it. So somebody was
seen that dumbass shit.
I'm not even gonna give that person any you know, any real time here, but I see somebody trolling that tweet and was like, if you haven't stepped into an anime in your real life, like hopped through the TV and lived in that world, then you are not a fan. And they were like, they hopped into, I guess, like, I was reading fast, but I think if they hopped into like Naruto and became Hokage, like, I hopped into this anime. I haven't even started that one yet, so I'm over here living it before I see it, you know, lifting up the heavy dumbbells. You feel me? But we'll get into our summer draft picks.
Yeah, so that what we have for you guys today is we have our summer draft picks, which are 5 weeks late, and we have
drag us.
And we have a review of Mob Psycho 100 season 2 from the winter season. So yeah, but before we get into that, just a quick update on our summer binge challenge. What you got going on?
Well, I'm at around episode 100 of Ship It In. I think I've done tremendously well so far to be with as little time as I get to watch anime, and I had to binge Basketball Wives LA from season has been two seasons of that real fast. Disregard that. I know some of you guys may not be a fan of people watching those type of TV shows, but that is my guilty pleasure. I deserve, okay? So aside from that binging of two seasons of Basketball Wives LA, watching Ship It In, and then watching, trying to keep up seasonally, which is very difficult when you're watching too many things. And I know you're not a real anime fan if it's hard. Shut up. Because y'all don't, you know, have my life.
No, it's hard keeping up, like, for real. Especially when you like watching hella shows.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's hard.
And I mean, there's ways, like, I get the updates every day, like saying what episodes are out today and stuff like that. I get that. Mm-hmm. But it's like, sometimes, and then I'm trying to be in the gym. Like, you know, I can't be with my trainer and watch an anime. I can't do that.
And the thing, too, is, like, if you're watching stuff week to week and you're watching a bunch of stuff and you you fall behind 2 weeks, that's hella stuffed. Like, if you're watching 9 shows from the season, mm-hmm. and you fall behind 2 weeks, that's 18 episodes of yes. stuff just to get caught up. So that's, yeah, I understand, you know, it's...
Yeah.
It's
I was getting dragged in my little anime group chat because it was like, you should be able to watch blah, blah, blah. I was just like, I have a job that I can't watch anime at. I have a commute that I can't watch anime during. I have the gym that I can't watch. That's like, that's hella hours out of 24. And then sleep that I can't watch anime. Like, I may be able to get in a quick episode. I got to eat. So I've been watching Naruto in English to do, like... little, you know, multitasking stuff, but other than Naruto, that's one thing I was watching in English outside of Mob Psycho 100. I started watching that in dub so I can multitask too, after I found out there was a dub, because it took me a long time to figure that out. But yeah, so like, other than that, if it's in Japanese, it's really hard because I only have so many hours to just like relax, and I'd be wanting to be on Twitter. So, but yeah, I think that's mostly what I've been watching. Like, keeping up with the ones that's releasing every week. Like, I'm actually really behind on, like, Fire Force and Dr. Stone and, what else? We're behind on Carolyn Tuesday. Behind.
We're behind, but technically we're not behind, because technically it's not out over here yet.
So. Well, technically we're behind. But,
But it does come out.
The 30th or the 31st?
Like, yeah, the 30th.
The end of the month.
31st, yeah. So
the first 12.
Yeah.
Will drop.
I mean, we got to 7, so.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they ran the full 24 in Japan. I'm not sure.
No, they're definitely not at 24 yet. They, yeah, I think by the time they get to...
But did they stop at 12, or are they going to keep running through?
They're going to put this 12 out now, and then the other 12 when it's done in Japan, but they're not stopping mm-hmm. it in Japan.
Gotcha. That's what I was asking. If they were stopping.
Okay. Mm-mm. To the best of my knowledge, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe from what I heard that man say that day, he said that it's going to go the whole 24 in Japan. They'll drop the first 12 at the end of this month, and then the other 12 will drop sometime after it's finished there.
Okay. Well, the first 12 is already finished there, so it shouldn't be too long. Well, for me, I don't have a job, so I've been watching a lot of stuff.
Drag yourself, please.
No, I freelance. Don't think I'm just unemployed. I do freelance work. But yeah, so I finished JoJo part, what is this, part 5, this latest one, or part 6?
I have so much Golden JoJo Wind to
finally finished while we were on our long hiatus, so I finished that. Been watching Demon Slayer, which has been...
It gets better every episode. Oh, man, this last episode has amazing. Me. I love her. I want to be a butterfly for her.
Oh, man. Demon Slayer has been fantastic.
Mosh.
Watching that, watching Fruits Basket, which has also been fucking phenomenal. Almost finished with Great Teacher Onizuka. It's 43 episodes. I'm at 35. So I'll finish that before the end of the binge challenge.
We finished season 2 of Kakegurui.
I can never
get the Rui part.
Which was meh. I watched and finished Zombieland Saga, which was fun. And then Dr. Stone, Fire Force.
Vinland Saga.
Did I watch A Silent Voice after our last episode, or was that?
I don't know, honestly.
I can't remember, but I watched A Silent Voice, the movie. It's on Netflix. It came out in, I think, 2016. But it's like the greatest movie I've ever seen. It's the most beautiful movie I've ever seen. And then what else? So much stuff. Just a lot of seasonal stuff. I watched a show called Shirobako. I started and finished that. It was 24 episodes. It's about, it's an anime about making anime, which is kind of an interesting concept to me, but it was a good show. I enjoyed it. And I've been watching, if you follow me on Twitter, you'll see that I've been watching Dragon Ball Super. And I have been having a great time slandering it.
Yay!
So there's that. And then I started this show called Sarazanmai, which got kind of weird, so I haven't finished that yet. I might try finishing it. I don't know.
Nani?
It's weird. It came out last season, but very weird show. What else? I started Tatami Galaxy. Haven't finished that. I started and finished Level E.
You've done too much. Stop talking.
I've done, it's been a lot.
I've done nothing. You're making me jealous.
But like all the stuff that I started and finished has been like 12 episode shows, except for Shirobako, which was 24. And I've been watching Great Teacher Onizuka for a while, and that's 43 episodes. But like,
so this
Level E is 13 episodes, and I only watched it because the creator is Yoshihiro Togashi, who did Yu Yu Hakusho and Hunter x Hunter. So I figured I might as well check out his other story that he's done that no one talks about. And after I watched it, I see why no one.
Oh,
that's Level E, right? Yeah, Level E. And I see why no one talks about it after watching
it. Is it trash?
It's not trash, but it's not the level of greatness that you expect to come from the creator of both Yu Yu Hakusho and Hunter x Hunter. I guess maybe I kind of went in with high expectations because of his other works. And I don't know if it's because of the anime production and they didn't do it right, or if the story, well, no, the story itself wasn't that great. I don't know if the manga's better, but somewhere in there, it just was weird. That's just, I don't know how else to describe it. Like it got really weird. I finished it, but it was kind of a little bit of a struggle to finish just because how weird it got. So
maybe one day I'll look at it. I doubt it, but maybe.
Yeah, it's on Funimation, so if you want to check it out, go ahead. But it's not, I don't think I would recommend it. It's not bad, but I don't think I'd recommend it either. But if you just have time and don't know what to watch next, then sure, check it out. But yeah, that's about it for me. We binge watched Cannon Busters as well.
Oh yeah, we did binge watch Cannon Busters.
We watched Cannon Busters in one day. If you haven't seen Cannon Busters, go on Netflix and watch it now.
I'm gonna watch it again.
Go ahead, hit pause. Go ahead, hit pause on this. And go
start episode
go
one.
Go on and watch Cannon Netflix. Busters. And you can watch it in English or in Japanese because both are good.
You still in my line. I want it back.
Well, you wasn't quick enough.
So. Oh! But yeah, Cannon Busters is nice. Like, nice.
Yeah, great show, great show. I want season two right now. Right now. But we'll go into that more in a few weeks after, you know, everyone's seen it. And we also have kind of something special planned for when we talk about.
Yeah, when we do like a whole review of that, we'll have something special for that.
Yeah, so look forward to that.
But yeah, so he is killing me in the challenge. I think I'm doing pretty well though, because I was catching up on my podcast and I was listening to one of the episodes of Blanime, and Kasha had asked Mike, like, how are you keeping track of what episodes you watched because you have other stuff on there? And
that's what I said to him weeks ago.
Yeah, but I when she asked that, it made sense to me. I was like, because I've been trying to like figure out, because I put them in like a little a list, but it doesn't separate it from like what I've watched, that I can't see just that list.
Right.
So then I was like, well, I just only downloaded the app for this challenge. I like the app and I want to continue to use the app after the challenge, but I can just go delete the stuff that doesn't matter, because I know what I watched, because it's the ones that I went and unchecked them that are in the list of stuff that I, in my anime, the anime challenge list I made on there. So I unchecked the episodes of stuff that I watched prior to the challenge starting, so I know which ones I started I know where I started, so I just deleted all the ones. Like, I had Gilmore Girls, The Walking Dead, and shit like that on there. Because it's, like, the stuff that they suggest in the beginning when you open the app. So I just want to delete everything off that wasn't from the challenge. And I'm just going to keep it like that for now. And then after the challenge is over, I'll go and update probably, like, everything on there. Because I kind of like it as an app. If Anime Planet had an app for iPhone... That would be nice, too, but, you know, whenever they decide they want to give us one.
But in Mike's defense, he like, backlogged a whole bunch of stuff on his TV time, so it looks weird. But what he's been doing is he has it so that whenever he watches an episode on, or whenever he marks off that he watched an episode on TV time, it tweets it, and he has, he's threaded all of those tweets.
Yeah.
So that they're all in one place.
He said that. That was his response. But I don't have that. Mm-hmm. Mine tweets it, but it's not in a thread.
Yeah.
So I'm not about to go search at all. I'm not going to search. I mean,
you could just search TV time in your app.
And count.
Yeah. But that's why, like, I've been using TV time, but I've also been, like, manually in my notes just keeping track of everything because I backlogged everything, not when I made my TV time, not realizing, oh yeah, this is still going to show up and whatever.
Yeah, I just deleted everything because I hadn't done too much. I hadn't done enough that would, like, stop me from deleting them. Like, I can just go put it back because there's still so much more I still have to do anyway. And TV time now does movies. So I got hella work to do in the first place. So
were movies not on there before?
Some were, but not.
Yeah, because like
some Akira anime movies were there.
And Silent Voice were on there.
Like, anime movies were, but regular movies were not. Like, regular movies. Like, in Naruto Shippuden, in the list, they have the Naruto movies in the list of episodes. So, like, I thought that was weird. Because, if I go check, I watched the whole season, I have to go see if there's a movie in there to go uncheck it. Because they're just in the list. But they're also but they're in order of how you should watch them, too, though. So I did think that was interesting because after I saw that, I went online and went to see, like, the timeline of when to watch the movies and when to watch, like, where they fall in line on the TV shows. Mm-hmm. It was in the exact perfect order. So I was like, most of the movies are on Netflix. So I was like, I'll watch them as I go along. Like, I probably finish the season and then go watch it or whatever. But yeah, I watched the first Naruto movie, but not, I haven't watched the second one yet. But ow. Y'all, I'm dying.
Well, yeah, that's our update. It looks like the summer binge challenge will come down to me and Mike.
Fuck you, because I hope Sine win. Why y'all over here overconfident and shit? I hope Sine win.
Looks like it's coming down to me and Mike, unless Sine and Kasha make a late push.
Kasha like me. We got things to do.
But, yeah, man, I'm not sure how tight the race is between me and Mike, but I know that I don't have any projects coming up. At least right now, for the next 2 weeks towards the end of the challenge, so I can spend the next 2 weeks straight through just watching anime.
That's rude.
So, yeah, man, y'all better watch out, man. But yeah, we can, let's get into these draft picks. Yeah. So since it's been so long,
let's refresh our top six.
Let's do a little recap on our picks, on our six that we are going to cut down to three. You want to go first or you want me to go first?
You go first.
All right, I'll go first. All right, so on the last episode, or the episode before the Anime Expo episode.
Ooh, don't even say that word. Episode 10.
Well, I guess AX would be episode 10, wouldn't it?
That's what I'm saying. Refer to that episode.
That's episode 10.
Don't say the word.
So on episode 9, we did our summer draft, and we each picked 6 shows from the summer season that we are going to cut down to 3 shows that are going to be reviewed. So my 6 were Old Maidens in Your Savage Season, Ari Ferretta from Commonplace to World's Strongest, Dr. Stone, Thief. Are You Willing to of course, yeah, Charm with Thief. Are You Willing to Fall in Love with the Pervert If She's a Cutie? If It's for My Daughter, I'd Even Defeat a Demon Lord.
Thief.
And not what? No. And How Heavy Are the Dumbbells You Lift?
Thief.
So if I stole 4.
3. It was 3.
If I stole 3.
It was 3.
Just 3, right. Yeah.
It was 3.
You have 6.
You stole 3 of the ones that I had chose.
No, because you still have like 4 or 5 that you wanted. Yeah. No. Anyway. So my 3 that I have decided to go with are Dr. Stone, obviously. I'm sure everyone saw that coming because it's like the most popular show of the season. 2 is Old Maidens in Your Savage Season.
Oh, God. You're gonna make me watch that?
It's good.
It's good.
I know we talked about... Or you saw us talk about it. Oh, by the way, everyone, we have a Discord channel now. We'll talk about that a little later. But I know you saw me talk about some weird things that's going on in that show.
Some perversions?
Yeah.
Yes.
In the Discord. But outside of those, the show is really good.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Now, I already told Kasha I was going to watch it because I forgot it was in your... I really honestly did not remember that it was in your 6. Mm-hmm. I knew you were watching it, but I didn't know it was in your 6. Mm-hmm. But she hit me up today. Today? That's the other episode. She hit me up today in my DM, asked me had I been watching it. And I was like, no. I was like, I think Keith is watching it. But it's on my list of things to like check out. It's not on my list of things that, oh, I need to watch this. But it was like on the list. I remember like thinking like, oh, I may watch this. But
well, now you have no choice.
That's fine. Because I'm going to pick something that you don't like one day. And... Mm-hmm. Or that you're not interested in, because I've already feel suffered. Like, I suffered with Mob Psycho, so we'll see.
And my final pick is... Are You Willing to Fall in Love with a Pervert If She's a Cutie?
Do you guys hear this shit?
Now, hold on.
You guys hear this shit?
See, you haven't watched the show. Now, before any of y'all start judging me if you haven't seen the show, this show... It sounds like it's just going to be like pure ecchi outrageousness.
Do y'all hear this shit?
But the title is actually kind of misleading because this show is actually really good.
Do y'all hear
which
this
is why
shit?
I picked it over.
I'm surprised you didn't do it if it's for my daughter.
So, all right. So I'll go into why I didn't pick the 3 that I did not pick. So, Ari Ferretta was just... garbage.
I haven't heard a soul talk about that shit. Yeah,
it was garbage. Like, I watched the first episode and I was like, okay, I can already tell I'm not going to pick this, but I let me just do the 3 episode requirement. And I got to the second episode and it was like, let me just hurry up and watch the 3rd episode. Like, that's how bad it was. Like, the CG was really bad. The story was really bad. There's only 2 characters, really. There's only, like, there's other characters, but the focus is 2 characters. That's who you really see most of the time. There's, like, this girl who's, she's a loli. Like, she looks 10 years old, but she's, like, 1,200 years old because she's a, or like 3,000 years old or something like that, because she's a vampire and she was encased in some weird stone. Like, it was just, none of it made sense. Like, it was just, the whole thing was dumb. So that was out. And then, so If It's for My Daughter, I'd Even Defeat a Demon Lord. I'm I like that show, and I'm going to keep watching it, but I felt like it's just a cute show. Like, there's...
caught up, so I don't know. Like, but the first, like, I think I watched, like, the first two or three episodes. It was... Mm-hmm. I liked it.
Yeah, like, it's a cute show. Like, it's enjoyable, but there's not really anything going on in that show outside of, like, oh, she's so cute. Like, literally, that's the show. Like, she's so cute, and there's all this stuff going on because she's so cute. And, like, it's just like, oh, my gosh, she's so cute. Like, it's just a cute little girl doing cute stuff, and everyone is just enamored with her. And it's a fun show, but...
Sounds like a story about me. I'm kidding.
Like, it's a cute show. I'm going to keep watching it, but it's not really something that... I would want to review, or, you know, it's not something to
worth reviewing.
Yeah.
You just reviewed it right now.
And then, how heavy are the dumbbells you lift? It's kind of the same deal. Like, it's cute girls working out. Like, that's literally what the show is. There's not much of a story. There's not really anything going on. It's just cute girls working out and teaching you how to work out in the process. Like, if you haven't watched it, there's a segment at the end where they're like, hey, this is your exercise for the week. We'll show you how to do this. All right, go ahead, do it with, like, Dora. Like, do it with us. And then they actually do the count out. Like, they actually count it. We're going to do 20 reps. 1, 2, like, and they really do the reps out. You're supposed to do it with them, I guess. And like, they really count it out. And then they go, yeah, now do 2 more sets of the same number. And then that's the end of the show. What?
I had such higher hopes.
So, like, there's no story, really. Or at least in the first 3 episodes, there's not any story. I've kept watching, obviously. But there's a little bit of story afterwards, but it's still not much to... Like, if we were to review it, it's pretty much episodic for the most part. So... there wouldn't be a whole lot to review.
That's fine.
So, I picked my three because there's, you know, all 3 of them have good story and a story that's clearly going to go through the whole season. And they've got pretty decent characters for the most part. And yeah, I think they'll be the best for a review out of the 6 that I chose. So. And then hopefully, and I kind of wanted to switch it up too, because the last 2 drafts were like all shonen or action stuff.
Because you're childish.
So, yeah, this time I chose, is Dr. Stone a shonen?
To be honest, I don't really see him trying to be the best.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a shonen.
It can still fit into the shonen bracket, yeah. But it's not like...
But they're all 3 are kind of slice of lifey, really. So, which who would have guessed I would pick 3 slice of life shows?
Your name now is Mr. Slice of Life. Own it.
But Oh, Maidens is definitely slice of life.
I am very intrigued at watching this.
And Are You Willing to Fall in Love with a Pervert is. It's slice of life, etchy comedy, I guess. But I mean, I've been enjoying that show.
I bet you have.
But we all know I enjoy my etchy.
You are the pervert.
So you're right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Happy you're indulging. You're embracing your name. Well, so, I guess I will go ahead and start my 6, and then dwindling them down to 3. So I had some really great choices. I had the better choices out of the
You actually did have the better draft. 6 out of the 2 of us.
So I had a harder time picking my 6, my 3. But I'll go ahead and start with my 6. My first, I don't remember what order I picked them in, so this is in no particular order as to how I picked them. But Is It Wrong to Try to Pick Up Girls in the Dungeon Season 2, also known as Danmachi Season 2, depending on what circles you run in, whatever. But that... is near and dear to my heart. But so that was one of my choices. My other choice was Fire Force. Of course, one of the bigger names. I don't think many people watch Is It Wrong to try to pick up girls in the dungeon.
Yeah.
Because every time I say it, they're like, what the fuck are you watching? And I'm like, bro, don't listen to the title. Watch the fucking show. Like,
but it's funny because in Japan, it's the second most popular show.
Because it's amazing. Of the
season. Yeah.
It's amazing. Like, that's why.
It's a great show. And if you're not watching it, you should be. And if you haven't seen the first season, go watch the first season so that you can watch the second season.
Because it's ridiculous that people are not talking about this. Like, nobody, like, I see some people, yes, but, like, how people talk about Fire Force, you're not even talking about Damachi. Like, stop it. And then, so my third choice was BM or BEM. I don't know what
pronounced. I think it's BEM.
I think it is, too, because one of the characters' name is BEM.
Yeah, one of the characters
is BEM. But I don't, you know, I don't know what that was going for. Usually a name has one capital letter, not three. So, I don't know. And then Vinland Saga, Astral Lost in Space, Into the Abandoned Sacred Beasts. So, y'all already know what Fire Force is about. I'm not about to run that down. It's clear. Like, it's in the name. BEM is about... To be honest, I don't know what BEM is about. Like, I know that there's, like, these creatures. There's three creatures trying to turn into humans. I don't know if they lost their humanity or whatever the case may be. But they're trying to do good deeds by saving things or people, whatever the case may be in the situation. By doing good deeds to, like, basically work towards gaining their humanity. And to be honest, I've only watched the first two episodes so far. And I literally only watched them because I drafted it. Because I'll tell you, I've been behind of watching anime. So I've only watched the first few episodes. So I have no other inside info for you to help you watch it. It's not bad. I will say that. It's just, I don't know how to tell you the synopsis. Like, other than what we read in the episode, of course. But to give you, because, you know, when you, the synopsis versus what you watch is two different things. Usually the synopsis don't even really help you. But until you watch it. But... Yeah, I don't know what's going on yet. I might learn more in episode 4 and 5 and 6, but I ain't there yet. So I will get there eventually. The next episode, I will have caught up some, hopefully. But, so yeah, so that's been Vinland Saga is kind of a historic piece. And it's about...
Vikings.
Is it really only about Vikings? Yeah, I guess, whatever. It's about Vikings. It's a really good story. I'm not going to spoil it because I feel like some of you guys haven't watched it. I'm not going to say anything because anything I say is going to spoil it. But it's about Vikings. And it's good. So go watch it. Astral Lost in Space is about these kids that get lost in space. There's that. To the Abandoned Sacred Beast. Stop.
Some kids that get lost in space. Next.
I'm trying not to dwindle. Like, so, and then so to the Abandoned Sacred Beast, I did read the synopsis before, but people are called, so these people were created to help with the war, like one side of the war versus North versus South. And they're called... So the other one's Infernals, this one's Incarnates. I thought that was really weird that those two words were like so close together this season. So like Infernals for Fire Force and then Incarnates for to the Abandoned Sacred Beast. But so basically they're turned into like these like godlike monsters. Bless you. These godlike monsters to like help them win the war. So when the war was over, they had no place in society because they kind of had become more monsters than humans. So... they kind of made a pact together before they went all the way monster to, if they need to be killed by one another instead of being killed by outside people. So you're basically watching a story about them having to kill each other. I think it's pretty good. So did I do a good job running those down?
Yeah.
Good enough. Watch them if you have questions. It's easy to find. I don't really remember where everything is. I think Is It Wrong is on Crunchyroll and High Dive now.
Yeah.
And I want to say it's going to make its way to Fun. I don't know. Let me not lie. Fire Force, I think it's probably on everything by now.
Yeah, Fire Force is everywhere.
BEM is on Hulu and Funimation. Vinland Saga is on Amazon.
Amazon Prime for Vinland Saga, yeah.
Astral Lost in Space is on Funimation and Hulu. Into the Abandoned Sacred Beast is on Crunchyroll.
Crunchyroll, yeah.
Yeah. So check those out if you're interested. But I'll go ahead and run down my draft picks. That is the trashiest drum roll in America. So my number one, okay, not my number one. These are in no particular order at this point. But one of my draft picks is going to be Daimachi Season 2. Is it wrong to try to pick up girls in the dungeon? Because it's just really good. And it's continued and it's good. I was kind of scared because sometimes Season 2s do not be as good as the Season 1. Like Kakegurui. That was not... Those that paled in comparison.
Oh yeah, Season 2 was garbage.
Couldn't hold a candle. Like no, it wasn't garbage. It just was a waste.
It was garbage
from what
season one was.
Like
so fire.
It just didn't do it. But so that's my first pick. My second pick is gonna be Vinland Saga. Thorfinn is turning the fuck up in this bitch.
Man, my guy.
Yes, Thorfinn is a motherfucking murderer. So I want to definitely get that reviewed by the end of the season because that show I don't think is getting enough respect in these streets. Y'all need, if y'all don't got Amazon Prime, y'all better like bundle up together and watch that at somebody's house. I don't care.
It's so good.
Go watch it like
it's
today.
So good.
I don't need no excuses. I don't want to hear in 2 months. Oh, I remember you said. I don't want to hear that shit. Go watch that shit right now. And then my third one's gonna be Australos in Space. Now,
yes.
Before anybody gets their head in the tizzy about me not picking Fire Force, let me tell you why I didn't pick Fire Force.
Because Fire Force is cement.
Stop being rude. Because I like Fire Force. I have not found mid in Fire Force yet. I have not. I myself have not determined it to be mid. But I feel like it's like as not as popular as My Hero Academia, but it has the same fans that like My Hero Academia are the same fans that like Fire Force. Kind of like not in general, but like you know, like the stands. Like, I like My Hero, but I'm not a stan. I'm not a stan for much besides Beyonce. But if you're listening, Beyonce, I stan. She's not listening, y'all. I don't think she watches anime. She should, but I don't think she does. But
hey, what if we were the ones to convert her? Like, if she...
It ain't gonna be us.
Like, what if she just happened to one day come across our podcast and was like, there's some black people watching anime. Like, what the fuck? And then we got her to... She listens and she decides.
And let me check something out. We're gonna add her in this episode to see if she wanna watch it.
Hey, look,
or listen to it.
Look, Beyonce, watch some anime. Look, hey, if you look, Meg do it.
I'm sure
Meg do it.
Of anime by now, if she want to check it out.
I know you seen Meg.
That'd be dope though if she was listening to this.
Todoroki Tina, I know you seen her.
You know how much I would cry if Beyonce was like, I listen to y'all podcast. I would just fucking cry.
I would stop doing the podcast. I would. I don't need y'all no more.
Beyonce heard my voice say anything. I don't even care if I sneezed.
No, actually, y'all might get episodes every day if Beyonce was listening. Y'all might get an episode every day.
Y'all want more? Convince Beyonce to listen to us. Okay, so back to my explanation as to why I didn't pick Fire Force over Astra. Well, in all honesty, I like Astra more than I like Fire Force. But I'm not gonna I'm not gonna sit here and call Fire Force mid. It's not that Popeye sandwich. So
see now you trying to get us yelled at. Now see,
I've been tweeting about this Popeye sandwich since Monday, so
and niggas mid. Was fighting in Popeyes over the sandwich,
and they was out of line because that sandwich was mid. I'm not fighting over no regular ass food. That shit's so regular, bro. Like, I don't even want to talk about it because Popeyes ain't got enough a promotion in the last 2 weeks.
You didn't have to go there. See, me calling Fire Force mid is not as bad as you calling the Popeye sandwich mid. Even if the Popeye sandwich is mid, you're not supposed to say it out loud.
Why not?
Because, like, it's like a culture shift.
I'm not calling it trash. The sandwich is edible, but the hype. I wish I would have eaten it before y'all hyped it. Then I might feel differently. But now I feel like
anyway. This is not the chicken sandwich podcast.
It is right now. So, and now a word with our sponsor. Popeye's chicken.
Well, they for sure not been a sponsor. So you just called the sandwich mid.
But yes, I won't sit here and call Fire Force mid, but I do like Astral Lost in Space a lot better, and I feel like it has a lot more potential because it's not boxed in by anything, honestly. What is in space? We don't damn know. We don't know. But burning up everything, you're stuck. You're here. That's all you can do.
Also, no, but for real though, if you're not watching Astral Lost in Space, please, please go watch it, because like
it's good.
It's for real. Like, it's, that show is good as hell. Like, and I was, before you drafted it, I hadn't even heard of it. Really? And I guess it was, the manga's like super popular, and I didn't know. But because you drafted it, that's when, well, we watched it together.
We started it together.
But like, you drafting it is what got my interest, because I didn't, like, if you hadn't drafted it, I wouldn't even known to watch it. And I'm glad you drafted it, because that show is good.
It's good. Another reason why I'm not doing Fire Force over Astral Lost in Space is because I do feel like Fire Force has all of the recognition that it is going to get. Not that it's going to get, but that it needs. People are going to watch Fire Force. Astral Lost in Space, I have not seen. If you're an avid manga reader, I'm not talking about you. Please go away.
Yeah, so apparently that manga is in Shonen Jump.
I don't read manga, so
I had no idea.
All of it would be news to me.
I had no idea. But, like, usually I know of it. Like, I don't read manga, but usually I know of what's in Shonen Jump, because it's Shonen Jump.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I didn't even know that was in Shonen Jump.
Yeah, I don't know. But, yeah, avid manga readers, I am not speaking to you when I say this, but I feel like a lot of people are not going to be watching Astral Lost in Space for a while. Like, they won't get to it for a while because it's not your, like, you know, Dr. Stone or Fire Force that's getting a lot of publicity in, like, anime news. Those two are, like, the top two that I see anywhere I go online. Like, I'll see something on the side of the screen saying Fire Force, or I'll see saying Dr. Stone, but I don't see any ads for Astral Lost in Space. And mm-hmm. So that's another reason why I want it to be picked up, as well as it being good. But, you know, I want that to be reviewed so that more people, whoever listens to our podcast, whether they be two people or 80 people or 5,000, I would like to get to 5,000. Can we get there? but however many people listen, I hope that everybody that does listen goes and start and watch Astral Lost in Space. And no, we don't have no affiliation with them, so don't feel like we work for them and we want you guys. No, this has nothing to do with us and more to do with you and your enjoyment. So the top three that I picked, I really would like everybody to go watch. And then I want y'all to watch To the Band of Sacred Beasts as well. BIM is not bad, but the first three episodes was not better than nothing. Mm-hmm. Like, out of the six, it was the worst, but I picked six really good anime.
Yeah.
Like, BIM is not bad, but it's I only watched the first three episodes, so I can't really give you, like all the other ones, I've watched more than three, I think. Matter of fact, is it wrong? I actually just know it's good. But I watched the three, or maybe four. I don't know if I watched three or four episodes, but those three episodes were better than everybody else's episodes anyway. But so yeah. But BIM just was like, if I had to rank them, it would be number six, like mm-hmm. out of six.
Yeah.
And then five would be. That's a tough one.
Well, it doesn't matter because you picked your three anyway.
I know, but what would I pick out of these lower three? What would be the fifth? Would it be Fire Force or To the Abandoned Sacred Beast?
To the Abandoned Sacred Beast. For me, but I totally call Fire Force mid. Well, I mean,
rude.
To the Abandoned Sacred Beast has been kind of mid to me also.
So. You over here picking Slice of Lives, so, you know.
I don't know what it is with To the Abandoned Sacred Beast. It felt like it had potential and kind of drifted off, and then it's the first episode was like, okay, I see the potential, and then the second episode came and it was like, okay, and then the third episode came and it was like, all right, I don't know how much of this I really want. And, like, I'm sure I'll finish it, but out of the other stuff that I'm watching, if that and Fire Force probably have the least of my attention. and I probably won't watch any more of them. So so there's that too. But yeah. So yeah, those are our draft picks for summer 2019 season.
Say your three again.
So my three are Dr. Stone, Old Maidens in Your Savage Season, and I guess the full title is Hensuki, Are You Willing to Fall in Love with a Pervert? What is it? Are you willing to fall in love with a pervert if she's a cutie? I think that's the full title. So Hensuki, Are You Willing to Fall in Love with a Pervert if She's a Cutie? And I don't know why the Hensuki's there, because that's not the main character's name. So I'm not sure what that's there for.
Hell if I know. And then my three again are Daimachi 2, Is It Wrong to Try to Pick Up Girls in the Dungeon, Vinland Saga, and Astral Lost in Space. So if you guys want to watch those before we start reviewing them, and we are still like working on winter and spring shit, so you have time, but you know, we try to put the timestamp for the reviews on recent shows, since you may have not had time to watch them yet. But if you want to catch up and watch what we watch, watch those. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I guess now we can go into the Mob Psycho review. Our Mob Psycho 100 Season 2 review.
Yeah, we can do that.
Gotta say the whole name. A pimp named Slickback.
Do you want to start, since I know you have...
adverse opinions?
Yeah.
Okay, let's start here. I'm not a fan. And I know that's going to strike a few nerves, and I don't care, because... I did not enjoy, but like, I had to watch both seasons back to back because I hadn't seen the first season to begin with. But the first season, I did not enjoy at all. And everybody asked me, like, oh, did you not like the art? The art doesn't bother me. The art was fine. I had no problem with art. It was just kind of like this, I don't know what I don't like about it. Like, I just didn't like it. Like, I can't really quantify what I don't like, but I know I don't like shows that kind of start and end at the end of each episode there's nothing that carries that has to carry on to the next one. Like, there's no like villain or problem that's carrying on to the next episode, because it's like you win everything. Like, there's no struggle. Like, the struggle's like 2 minutes. The episode's 24 minutes. If your struggle can't last longer than that, I don't really want to watch it. And I don't know, maybe I just didn't like that anime, and there's other anime that I like that have that element. But I feel like it reminded me a lot of like Soul Eater, and that's why I didn't like that show, because of the same thing. But I don't know. But season two was better than season one. I'll say that. There was episodes that I enjoyed of that one. And it was like every third episode that I enjoyed. It was like every third episode. And I already know people are going to tell me to watch it again. I don't think it's going to happen. But if I do, I will let y'all know if my opinion changed. Just like me trying that Popeye sandwich. I tried it again today. It was still nasty. It was not good. But I don't think me trying something again after I don't like it makes me like it more. Except for After Lost. I did have adverse thoughts about After Lost. Then when I watched it again, I noticed. But that was because I started it with Warden. And I was watching her watch it. So I wasn't watching it in the first place. So that's what I feel like. That's what happened there. Mm-hmm. But, yeah. You can go ahead and review, because you enjoyed it, because I feel like...
I still want your review, even if you didn't.
I did like the second season a lot better. I'll say that. And I feel like he grew more. Mm-hmm. But I also feel like season one had its purpose. I do feel like it had its purpose. I just didn't like it, and that's fine. I almost stopped watching season one and skipped to season two, but I was like, I'll just watch it in English.
You would have been lost in season two, though, if you
had. I don't think so. I think I would have caught on to some stuff.
I guess. I mean, I like Mob Psycho. The first time I tried to watch season one, I cut it off because I wasn't a fan of the art style at first. And then I gave it a second chance, and as I watched it, the art style grew on me, and I enjoyed the first season. It wasn't like anything amazing, but I enjoyed it. But the second season was like, for me at least, like far and beyond better than what the first season was. Like,
I agree.
And it was up until Demon Slayer really started going off. I want to say Mob Psycho was, or season two was one of my favorites of the year. I know it came, it was early in the year, obviously, but really up until summer started, I think it was, I had it like top three of the year. Because the Mob's character development in season two was like perfect. I felt like things were, things moved kind of fast, but they were also at the same time really well paced, I thought. And then like the climax of the season was like really, just really good visually. Mm-hmm. And like it, even though it got kind of outlandish, it still fit the story really well.
I didn't like the when he took the world apart, whatever that. I thought that was too much. When he was sitting on the little ball, whatever, in the sky. I thought that was too much. I really did. Like, I was like, this is unnecessary as hell.
I mean, I guess we could get into spoiler talk since it's...
It's been a while. If I could struggle through it, so can you. Like, and I was struggling. Like, every time I'm watching anime, he's like, did you watch Mob Psycho? I'm like...
Because it finished winter.
We made a commitment to watch the things, but so. I tried to watch it and I just didn't like it. And then to watch two seasons or something, I think that's enjoying.
What it was too, that you had to watch the first season first.
Yeah, like that was, for me, it was dreadful.
But yeah, getting into like just spoiler stuff. So if you haven't seen it, go ahead and turn us off right now. Because we're going to go. I don't know how in depth we'll go because this isn't rehearsed or nothing, but we will give away some stuff. But yeah, for me, I felt like for season two, even like the action was really good, but the character development for pretty much everyone was really on point.
Yeah.
Like, Mob's character development was amazing, like him growing from being this shy, you know, kind of low self-esteem kid.
And putting himself out there with his friends and stuff.
To really coming into his own, like, the
standing up for himself. Yeah. Don't call me, sir. Like, leave me alone. I said stop doing this.
And then, like, the way that the what are they called? It wasn't a physical education club. The body.
Workout club.
Yeah, the workout club, the way that they really like rallied around him to support him, I thought was like,
great. Grew into this, his own person, had friends, like his own friends. Yeah. He didn't have no friends when he started.
Even like his little brother's
character. Because he was going bad for a minute, and I'm happy he turned around.
Mm-hmm. He kind of like tried to redeem himself.
Because I was like, oh no, I felt like when I was watching it, I don't even remember. Like literally, this whole thing is like a blur to me. The whole show, I don't know what happened in season one. What happened in season two? Well, I do know what happened in season two was the better stuff. But like with the little brother, he's kind of like a between the two seasons. I don't really know what happen where or whatever, but I thought he was gonna end up being like a rival for him, like, you know, like he's gonna be a good guy, Mob was gonna be a good guy, and the brother was gonna be a bad guy, and then I was like, oh god, how typical. And then it didn't happen, so I was happy about that.
Yeah, and then even like Reagan's character development was good, like him going from kind of being a scumbag
con artist.
Yeah, scumbag con artist to really, really stepping into mentoring Mob and
being an actual fucking adult.
Yeah, and realizing, you know, him doing his own, realizing the own his own stuff that he needed to grow. And then like really being a mentor to Mob, and Mob the whole time knowing, you know, you're not, you're not a psychic, you don't have no fucking powers, but I still look up to you as a mentor.
Yeah.
And him really, because in the first season it was a lot of him kind of taking advantage of Mob because he wasn't a psychic, even though he was marketing himself as a psychic, and then Mob really bailing him out a lot and him kind of using Mob to like save himself.
I think that's why Mob came all the time, because he knew that the dude was trash. He was like, yeah, I already know you don't got no damn powers. Let me come save your dumb ass before you die or some shit. Like, not on my watch, brother. I'm on the way.
But like season two was him really trying to start doing right by Mob and really trying to show, even though he wasn't a psychic, but still giving him like wisdom and leading him into his own growth and becoming his own person. And kind of really even kind of sticking his neck out there for Mob, because Mob's like this powerful ass psychic that no one knows about. And even though he's kind of taking the credit for Mob's powers,
he's kind of keeping him out the limelight, because he don't need to be in the limelight.
Right. And especially like with him being low self-esteem, like he was kind of protecting him in a way. Even though Mob was the one with the powers, he was kind of protecting Mob from
the fucking world.
Yeah, what comes with.
Yeah. I'm not hiding my son from the world. I'm hiding the world from my son, bitch. All right.
But yeah, he was like kind of protecting Mob from the repercussions,
the stressors of being that awesome.
Yeah, of what comes with having such great powers. So, I thought that was good.
I agree. I'm telling you, season two was a step up from season one for me. I was actually able to literally, like, I put my phone down for season two. Like, I was like, oh, okay, let me tune in for this. This looks good. But, I didn't put my phone down for the whole season two, but there's parts that I was just like, that's when something's good, when I put my phone down. That's when I know. Like, let me
really pay attention to this.
Shit's happening. Let me pay attention. So season one, in Japanese, it was really, I could not. I didn't want to watch it. Like, I was watching Naruto and he was like, could you stop watching Naruto and watch Mob Psycho? I'm just like, but Naruto's better. Like,
The only thing that, and you've watched this more recently, so if you remember, you can correct me. But from what I haven't watched it since it aired, really. But from what I remember, the one thing that I didn't really like was that they didn't, the whole thing with Claw, like, didn't seem, it felt like it didn't come in till kind of late.
Mm-hmm. Like, and there was no explanation.
Yeah, like they show, like you saw season one, they were there in season one, but then at the start of season two, it's like they focused on Mob character development, which I understand, but also it would have been nice to drop in little hints of, oh, Claw's doing something to where they're going to come back, instead
and
of
all of a sudden his house is on fire.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, you get seven, I think it was seven episodes of just Mob's development, and then all of a sudden, oh, Claw's back.
The house is burning.
And like, if you don't really remember what happened in season one, then when Claw pops up, it's like, huh?
Those like, niggas still exist.
Yeah, like I had to go back when I remember watching it, and like I had to go back and remember, like, oh yeah, that is what happened in season one, because I had the way that they were going in season two, like I had completely forgot that Claw. I'm thinking in my mind like Claw was abolished in season one, so now we're just seeing Mob development. And then all of a sudden, oh yeah, Claw's still around. And you know, halfway through the season, there's no hinting at the fact that they're still there. That, yeah, exactly. It would have been nice, even if it was like just quick spots where they're reminding you, oh yeah, Claw's still around. It didn't have to be nothing extensive, but them to just suddenly pop up halfway into the season
over to here, see the evil brewing, and then like come back like, oh no, don't look over there, you right. know, something
like, oh yeah, Mob's been doing this great character development, oh but Claw's still around.
Anything. So, even if we just saw somebody in the crowd walking around and we're like, wait a minute, I know that face, that would even been enough
right
to hint like, oh, there's still somebody, like if you saw somebody with a damn scar across their face walking in the crowd somewhere, you'd be like, mm-hmm. oh, I remember those people with scars on their face.
Yeah, so yeah, that was for me at least, that was my only gripe with it. The last two episodes were amazing, mm-hmm. visually amazing. Him versus
the dad, I don't remember his name,
but the, you know, the dad as who was the head of Claw, like that fight was just visually really
amazing. I didn't think they was gonna win,
because it didn't look like he was going to.
There was no reason for them to win,
and like it, that they did that really well too, was making you feel like he might not win this, because usually in a shonen show it's like, okay, yeah, we know he's gonna win, but the way that they did those last two episodes, it was like, will he really win this, or is that gonna be it?
What else did I like? Oh, what I thought was really weird was that girl was creating a cult behind his back. Like, I thought that shit was really fucking weird. I don't know how I feel about that. Like, she was like imagining, like, oh, I just want him to be more strong, or more like, you know, what was the word she used? Like, more kind of like brave, I guess, but she didn't say mm-hmm. brave. But I was like, and then she's like, I know where our leader is. Like, bitch, why are you so fucking weird? Like, what are you doing? But, yeah, I thought that shit was weird. And what else did I think was weird? I thought that whole psychic club was weird in the first place. That shit was weird to begin with. Like, she over here, like, bullying people to be in the damn group from season one. I guess season one. But I thought that shit was fucking weird. Like, none of you guys were psychics, but you have a psychic club. Like, what are you doing?
That one dude had psychic powers, didn't he?
I don't know, but the majority of them didn't.
But he wasn't like strong, but he could like bend spoons. When they were doing the police cars as the distraction.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the one that was in the back? No. He was like, am I helping? He was like, no. He was like, you know, when you lift something, somebody puts their pinky in to help. He like that. He was like, you couldn't just say not really. I thought that shit was funny. I laughed at that one. But yeah, his ass. That's what I'm saying. Like, the whole group was just like weak as fuck. Like, to have a whole group and then be bullying people to get in your group. Like, calm your ass down. And if you do a create a goddamn cult, that irritated shit. I'm really mad about the cult. The cult irritated me. But what else? I did like that the brother changed from trying to go this evil path to a good path. Because I was on the fence about him. I was like, ooh, just get him out of here. Just kill him now. I did like the concept of Mob himself, like getting to 100% before he snaps. I did like that concept. That was executed really well. I have no gripe with that. And then I liked when his family had burnt up. I liked that he went to like marks. Yeah. He went over 100.
Went to the static.
Went to near 200 and went turning to question marks. And I was like, oh shit. And when Dimple, like, lied to him on the fly. No, those are not your family. Like, I was like, good save, bro, because even I was about to die as a viewer.
Dimple's character development, I feel like,
I know,
kind of went overlooked.
When he didn't take the body, I thought that was like, oh my God, this nigga's growing.
Because all of season one was Dimple trying to take over people's bodies.
Exactly. And then he got into Mob's body and was like, you know what? I'm not going to do that. You got your body back, bro. Like, what? You didn't steal it? You didn't run off of the shit, bro? You were here defending the body. Like, right. I was like, look at Dimple. Look at him.
So, I feel like that's something that kind of went overlooked too. Was Dimple's character. Like, everyone had really good character development.
I think so. I agree. That's why I think season two was better, because it was the struggle didn't end at the end of the episode. And I think that, because like, that's really why I didn't like Soul Eater, because every single episode they would just beat somebody new and go on to the next area. Like, I don't like that shit. And I think that's why I didn't like Grimm's Notes. I didn't like that either, because it was like every time, everywhere they would go, they would just beat whatever it is and then move on. And I'm like, this is boring as fuck. Like, I could write this. Like, surprise me with some shit. Let somebody lose. Like, I'm not a fan of that type of anime. Of anything, honestly. I'm a really big fan of character development, a story, like the plot being strong, like things happening in the first episode that matter in the last episode, you know, like, I really like stuff like that, that makes you think and make you remember, oh yeah, I really like to say, oh yeah, when I watch something, like, I remember, I want to do that every time, like, I don't want to just be like, oh, he beat somebody again, oh great, okay, oh, he beat somebody, okay, all right, he won again, okay, moving on, okay. It's like, it's anticlimactic for me, and I think that's why I didn't like season one. If season one was more like season two, I think I would have liked it more. But I also understand why season one was what it is after having watched season two. Mm-hmm. So I get it. As a whole, I really don't know what I would rate it as a whole. I don't have a rating.
For just season two?
Season two, I would give it an 8. And it's like, it just got to an 8, like, in the last two episodes. Like, those last three episodes got it to an 8. Like, it was, like, a 7.5. And then, like, those three episodes came and just, like, pushed it just a little bit further. Like, you know, Wheel of Fortune, they spin it, and it be going hella, hella slow, and then it finally stopped. That's what happened. It was like, we're here at 8. So, I give it an 8 for season 2, but season 1 and 2, it's gonna lower that 8 down some, and I don't think I'm leaving that alone.
Well, for me, I felt like the character development was good, the overall story was good, the visuals were good, the climax was good. Outside of what I said before about Claw kind of just popping up in the middle, I felt like everything else was pretty great. So, what did I give Promised Neverland? A 9?
I think so.
I can give Mob Season 2 a 9 too then. Yes, I feel like it's at the very least on par with what The Promised Neverland was, even though, you know, they're two completely different shows. But
I feel like Promised Neverland was better, but
as far as what they gave me, I say they're about even. And yeah, I'd say they're about even. And I know you like Promised Neverland more. I don't know if I think I said it in when we did the review, but I felt like it, as good as Promised Neverland was, I've felt like in the middle it got a little slow for me. And I remember saying I almost dropped it, but I didn't. And I'm glad I didn't. But yeah, so 9 for Mob Psycho season 2.
I gave it 8. So the podcast in itself gives it an 8.5.
That's pretty good average.
You, I feel you like say 8.5 is too high. I just feel like it's too high.
But yeah, there we go. Wow. Quick episode.
To who?
The hour 10 minutes.
That's not quick.
I feel like episode 9 was hour and a half.
Because I was cussing.
not episode 10. Oh, episode 10. Episode 9.
I don't know. I don't know how fast that was. But it was a long time ago. But I mean, yeah, I feel like people should watch it if they haven't seen it already. I'm not going to advocate for it. I'm not going to tell you to pause the episode and go press play or nothing like that. But I feel like a lot of people, I feel like I'm in the minority of people that didn't like it. I feel like mm-hmm. I haven't met anybody else that doesn't. Because mm-hmm. like Diamond loves it. You loved it. I've been asked in like the group chat and everybody that has watched it loved it. Some people just haven't seen it. But like for me, I don't know. Maybe I'm weird. But I mean, I've been liking shit that most people don't like. Like, I like Homes of Kyoto, and I haven't met anybody else that like that shit yet.
I don't know that anyone else has watched that.
Good point. Good point. So, I don't know. I have no clue. But I feel like me not liking it doesn't mean I'm going to tell nobody else not to watch it, though. I'm not going to say, unless it's trash like Conception. That was just, there was no saving that. There's room in Mob Psycho for me to understand why people like it. I can get it. I just don't. But Conception, if you tell me you like that shit, I don't hear none of your takes. None. Like, none. You like that shit, you got to go.
Oh, man.
You might get blocked in real life. I don't know. Can't trust you. I bet you got on black Air Forces with creases in the toe. Like, you are untrustworthy. You are a suspect motherfucker. Like, but, I mean, what we're going to try to do is to have another episode for you guys in another 2 weeks, if not sooner than that. But I'm in the process of moving. So if it's not in these next 2 weeks, we can blame it on that. Even if that's not the real reason. But yeah, I'm going to be packing up all my stuff in the next. My lease is over on the 31st. It's the 22nd at midnight right now. So I don't got that many days and I haven't packed a damn thing. So y'all going to have to just be as patient as you guys always have been. And we appreciate you guys for that. But I will try to not let that hold us back from having another episode before our surprise for you guys. But so did you want to go into your new endeavors?
Yeah. But before we get into that, so we do have a Discord channel or Discord server now. You can find the invite link on our Twitter, which is SQ_AnimePod. Yeah, we got it. We share that with the Blanime podcast. It's called Strange Quirk for Blanime Discord. And we just talk anime in there. So, you know, there's some cool people in there. Good vibes.
Open forum. We're talking about everything. We're trying to grow it. So
yeah,
the more ideas we have, the more text channels we'll have, and then eventually mm-hmm. we might do the voice channels. But as of right now, we're not doing that. And I'm also not versed enough in Discord to know how to do all that shit either. So right now it's just text channels. So we'll try to keep them like conversations kind of specific.
Yeah, but we're trying to we don't want y'all to just be listening to us. We're trying to build a community mm-hmm. Around both our podcast and the Blanime podcast, because those are the homies. So, you know, we've been doing a lot of stuff jointly. So the Discord is another thing that we're doing jointly. And, you know, we're trying to really build a community around this because as far as we know, I've seen pockets growing and stuff, but there's not, I haven't seen a whole lot of spaces specifically for black anime watchers. So that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to build this community where, you know, Black people can come and feel comfortable, and have people with shared interests, you know, that we all love anime. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. We'll be talking about other stuff in there too sometimes. Like today we was talking about that damn chicken sandwich, but, but yes, and we was talking about blackberry cobbler. That shit's delightful. But yeah, so we it's good when people share interests and then start talking about other stuff too. Mm-hmm. So like, it's not strictly anime, but it is mostly anime.
Yeah.
So we try to keep the conversations mostly anime, but sometimes, you know, most of us are friends in there too. So it's like, mm-hmm. we have like, you know, our regular conversations in there, but we generally bring it back to anime pretty fast.
Yeah.
If you want the link and you can't find it, at one of us and we'll send it to you, on whatever. If you don't have Twitter, add us at the podcast, Instagram, mm-hmm. and or message us. I guess it's not an at, but you can message us on the Instagram, and we'll give you the link. Or you can hit us up on Twitter. We'll give you the link.
Also, if I remember, hopefully I'll remember, but I'll try to post the Discord link in the show notes too, mm-hmm. for this episode.
Yeah, so if you're interested, let us know. And what Discord is, for those of us who do not know what that shit is, because I did not know until Justin put us in his. I had no clue what the fuck a Discord was. I kind of did because one of my friends was telling me about the Discord for Anime Expo. But when I got in there, I didn't understand a fucking thing. And so I never spoke in there. I just had the app, but I never, like, read nothing. It was overwhelming. That Discord is a mess. But what it is, it's, like, generally for, like, gaming. But you can have, like, community conversation, so people can join mm-hmm. into your Discord, and people that are in charge of it can like boot people or whatever, but it's kind of like a group chat,
yeah,
for a lack of a better word. But it's kind of better than a group chat because it's like nobody has your number.
Like, and it's like you can separate the group chat into other group chats, mm-hmm. as well, for like when there's multiple conversations going on, or like for right now we have a general chat, and then we also have a seasonal anime channel where, you know, the seasonal anime one is obviously about, you know, what you're watching this season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I try to keep like any spoilers or anything in there instead of in the general.
Yeah.
Yes, of course you can go in there and you can look, but that's your choice to go look, mm-hmm. instead of it being in the general conversation where it's like, you know, like kind of like Twitter, like, you know, you stumble across a fucking spoiler and you're like, fuck, ruin the episode for me, why don't you, you know? So but we also do kind of want to tell people not to spoil stuff in the moment in our Discord. Like, mm-hmm. if you're watching it and it's like it just dropped today, don't spoil it. People have jobs.
Yeah, give people a chance to watch.
Like, everybody's not. You might have the time because you might work a different shift or something like that. But some of us don't have time to watch something the day it drops. So, you know, give it maybe a day or two, and then kind of ask, like, hey, have you guys watched this? And then spoil it, whatever, mm-hmm. like, but try to not hop in there. Oh my god, did you see Tanjiro kill? calm down, we ain't seen that shit yet.
And big shout out to Justin, who gave us the idea.
Yes, Mr. Boneless Watermelon. Mr. Mashed Potato Sandwich
and Spaghetti Sandwiches. But yeah, definitely shout out to Justin for...
He gave us the idea.
He invited us to his Discord, and then...
Mr. We Discord, Not Socks. I still don't know. And his response every time is, well, we're not socks.
We are not socks.
Because we know what this means.
That's all it is. We are not socks.
And the same with the boneless watermelon shit. People were like, but it doesn't have bones in it. And he's like, okay, well, so it's boneless. That shit boneless.
But yeah, man, a big shout out to Justin for
the idea. You know,
yeah, giving us that idea.
And one day we're going to have him on the podcast. One day. But big shout out to him. One of my favorite longtime followers on Twitter. Like, I fucks with him. I've been fucking with him since like 2009, like 2010 type shit. I've been following him for hella long. He's always been the same Justin.
Mm-hmm. Never changed.
A real ass nigga, so... that's the Discord. Let us know if you want to join.
And then my announcement, I guess. Ooh, I get a trumpet. So a few, not a whole lot of people, a handful of people know, for the last, 2 years, I have been like planning and trying to put together a manga magazine. Yes, a magazine. Something kind of similar to Shonen Jump, for, you know, myself and a number of other creators that I have relationships with. And that has, for a long time, was like, I was trying to get it off the ground, but didn't really know where to start. Different, you know, life happens, different things come up, and there's a whole lot of work that goes into it. And I was kind of trying to build the platform by myself. And then I was introduced to Concept Moon through the Blame podcast, which Concept Moon is something very similar to what I was trying to build. So once I heard that, I reached out to the founder and CEO, Brandon, and we chopped it up, had a couple talks, and we both pretty much kind of had similar goals, very similar mindsets and viewpoints. So we made the decision that I would be joining Concept Moon as of right now, I am the head of marketing, but Concept Moon is pretty much what I was trying to build, which is there's two things. There's a standalone comic, Frontline Soldiers, and then there's also a magazine, which is Concept Moon Magazine, that has multiple titles from Black creators of manga and comics, and, you know, different articles as well. It's pretty thick. It's like they just released the first issue of Concept Moon Magazine in May, I believe, and it's like 142 pages, which is a pretty, it's similar to the printed Shonen Jumps. If you've seen, I don't know if people remember the old Shonen Jumps, but they were like super thick. But yeah, I have joined Concept Moon, and I will be heading the marketing, and I will also be putting some of my stories either in the magazine, or we're figuring out if my stories will be in the magazine or if they'll be standalones. But yeah, so hopefully people will support. And
not hopefully, y'all motherfuckers gonna support. And if y'all don't, I'm gonna come to y'all house and I'm gonna make you support. Be at your headboard knocking on that shit like, would you ready to support? You ready to support at 6 a.m. You ready to support? You ready?
So yeah, man, we just, you know, we're trying to build this platform up, build the audience. We've got, you know, Black creators coming together, trying to build something where, you know, so many of us have grown up watching anime or reading manga, and none of the characters look like us, or the characters that do look like us are like kind of racist caricatures, you know. So, you know, you don't see a whole, I mean, it's not, you know, something that, well, the caricatures is not good, but, you know, anime and manga are made by Japanese people for Japanese people. So, you know, we've kind of come together and decided that we will, you know, even though we love this medium, we still want to see ourselves in that. So, we want to create a place where we can get that. So, yeah, Follow us on Instagram at Concept Moon. You can go to conceptmoon.com to get either the comic Frontline Soldiers or Concept Moon Magazine. Check that out. There is a Twitter page, which is Concept Moon. We're kind of focusing on the Instagram right now, and then we'll move to growing the Twitter. But follow us on everything. Support however you can. A like, a retweet, a share, all of that stuff is counting big time.
Put it in your Instagram story. Do it.
Yes, please. Shout out to Brandon and Corey, the founders. We're trying to do this. We're trying to put this together for us, and you know, give us some representation that we've always kind of wanted to see. So,
and shout out to Blaname.
Yeah, shout out to Blaname too.
They be coming through with the come through. Like,
yeah, they do, for real. Shout out to Mike for connecting me with Brandon.
Yay!
Because yeah, man, I don't know how awkward that conversation with Brandon would have been if Mike hadn't connected us.
I'm a complete stranger. Yeah. Can I join your team? Yeah. No. The fuck are you?
So yeah, man. Shout out to Mike for really looking out and connecting us.
Parchment paper man. No, somebody called him Suge Knight today, and I died. I fell out my seat at work.
But yeah, man. Some big things coming up in the future. Working right now on Frontline Soldiers, the second issue, and the second issue of Concept Moon Magazine. So yeah, some good stuff coming up. So,
I'm excited.
Yeah, definitely follow all the pages. Be on the lookout for everything. And happy to be part of the team. So
I'm excited. All right, so I think that is all of the news we have for y'all today. So we'll go ahead and I think we already plugged both the Instagram and the Twitter, but we'll do it again. SQ
_
AnimePod.
Yeah, on Twitter and Instagram. Tell a friend. Rate and review on Spotify or on Apple Podcasts. Like, everything counts, man. So, and we appreciate y'all for listening. But yeah, everything counts. We just trying to, we doing this for us, you know, not for us too, but for, you know, for
our community.
Us. Yes.
And I have been seeing since we're on Anchor does kind of show you your listens, the ones that are kind of through the way they distribute. And I see y'all listening for real, and I just want to take the minute and just thank y'all for even pushing play. I don't care if it's 5 minutes of this episode, if it's the whole hour and what is it, like 30 of this episode. If you get to this part to even hear this, thank you. I just really appreciate anybody that's taking the time out their day to listen, because I know how hard it is for me to listen to podcasts, and not because the podcasts are hard to listen to, but just to be able to sit and listen to people talking, like, have the time for that. Like, I do it in my car, but sometimes I don't feel like hearing people talk. I feel like hearing music. So I understand, because like right now I'm in the podcast mode. I'm listening to podcasts instead of music, because I listen nothing new out that I don't know the words to that I want to hear. So when I get to the point that I know every word to the album, it kind of gets boring, unless I feel like singing.
So after you listen to it once.
Leave me alone. But yes, so, you know, I know how, you know, the struggle I have catching up with podcasts, because I take so long to get back to them or whatever. But if you're listening to this, I just want to say thank you. I know I bully people a lot, but I appreciate you. And you might not hear it again, because I have to bully you after I give you a compliment so that I feel secure. So thank you. And I'm not saying it again. I'm just kidding. I'll probably say it again.
Yeah, man. Thank you, everyone. SQ Anime, SQ _ Anime Pod.
Something
on
like that.
Twitter and Instagram. Tell a friend. Like I said, tell a friend, share, like, retweet, everything counts. Everything is appreciated, y'all. And we really just we're just trying to build this thing up, build a community, build an empire. So,
and go look at my nails on the on the Twitter page, and I think I put them. Did I post them anywhere on Instagram? I think I posted them on my personal Instagram. I guess yeah. I'll finally give y'all that. Whatever. It's Janie Rocks, JANEYROX. I don't really be on there for real, but that is where I posted my nails. Yeah, go look at them. I'm not going to tell you what they are, but they're anime themed. My second set. My first set was from Naruto.
Big heat.
Shut up.
Big heat.
My first set was from Naruto. This set's from Demon Slayer. Go check them out. I think what I am going to start doing is trying to just come up with different... Because I came up with a design for my nails. I told him what to do, and he freehanded the hell out of this. Shout out to Jeffrey. That's my guy. He on 6th Street in Los Angeles, downtown LA. Go pay that man to do your nails, because he's a fucking genius. He freehanded some checkers, like the checkerboard from Tanjiro's jacket. Like, free...
You just said, go look. I'm not going to tell you.
I lied. He freehanded the fuck out of them straight ass lines. Every time I look at it, I'd be like, he freehanded this. Like, he didn't have no ruler, no stencil, no nothing. Like, straight brush and nail. Like, that's it. Like, that's it. I ain't gonna tell you nothing else, though. I'm just really proud of him. And I really want him to succeed in life. And he's the best nail tech I've had in my life. He's the only one I've ever been faithful to. Like, I've always got my nails done, but I never go back to the same person. But he's the only person in LA that I've let do my nails the whole time I've been here. I get my feet done wherever, because a pedicure is a pedicure. But my nails, my acrylics... Jeffrey Chavez.
Big heat. Shout out Jeffrey. And
he also freehanded the Akatsuki nails too. So there's that. There was no stencil, no nothing. He freehanded that shit with the brush and the nail. Like, that's it. So, but I'm gonna start doing a series of just anime nails, because I'm that nigga. Like, that's me. But I think that's it. I think we can leave. We can bid the adieu.
We just did like 30 minutes of just
wrapping up.
But yeah, man, thanks y'all for tuning in. We appreciate y'all, and hopefully it won't be another 2 months until the next episode.
And no, hopefully it will not. I won't stand for
speak
it.
Speak that into existence.
I won't allow it.
It will not be 2 months until the next episode, or the episode after that.
I'm shooting for every 2 weeks at minimum. That's the goal. So, we got you.
Wow. And then also, real quick, if you guys have any topics that y'all want us to talk about, we are accepting user-submitted topics.
Also, Damo, if you're listening, we did not forget about your suggestion. We just haven't had time to get to it. So, we will do that. It has not been forgotten.
Yes.
I don't remember the title right now, but I have it in my phone for us to watch and review. You have not been forgotten. I know you might think that way, because I would think that way if I was you. But you have not been forgotten, and we will watch it. It's just been a lot going on. So.
All right. There we go. That's it. We finally finished.
But, sorry. I'm I got one more thing. I'm lying. I got no more things. So. We'll check y'all out next time.
All right, man. Appreciate y'all. That's a wrap. Thank you.